This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning and welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, we're getting a little bit better with our timing here at 6 o'clock. I mean, we're a little off today. I'll admit to that. We're a little off today. We're about 3 minutes past, but we're trying our best, folks. We're trying to earn every dollar that we get from this company. We really are. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, Beach.
Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
All right, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone. You can get us anywhere, and you can listen to the podcast after the program today. Today is April Fool's Day. Don't be fooled. There's going to be a lot of shenanigans out there.
Be on your guard.
Here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, let me explain something to you. We don't participate with April Fool's Day because we like to use the other 365 of the year, or 64, that is, of the year, to pull the wool over your eyes. So we use 364 days to lie to you sometimes. And on April Fool's Day, we're completely straight up.
Just honest.
We're honest on April Fool's Day. So this is the day. For example, Kid Rock, he never lived in Highlands Ranch. What about Giselle? She didn't name that baby Tom, the baby she had with that other guy. She didn't name it after Tom Brady, right?
No.
Rusty. Rusty's not part of the Jonas Brothers. There is no Rusty. You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah, totally
we,
honest.
364 days of the year, we pull the wool over your eyes. We'll lie to you. We don't have a problem with it. But on April Fool's Day, we're the goods, man. We're not going to lie to you. We're going to keep everything straight. We're just going to warn you. There are a lot of people out there that are going to try pull something on you today.
And don't forget about the Lyman Mall.
Yeah, the Lyman Mall. Yeah, that big giant mall over.
No, I thought that one was real.
Nah, there's no mall.
No.
There's no mall.
With the waterfall?
Nah. Doesn't exist.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you weren't in on it?
No, I thought the Lyman Mall was real, man.
By the way.
I thought it had the world's largest water feature inside a mall.
By the way, you're a menace to society, pal.
Yeah, I am.
You really are.
Yeah.
You are a train wreck. You're just somebody that's... you have an accident in your future if you don't get something done with your vehicle.
Well, absolutely.
Luckily, I'm going to get new tires on Wednesday, so I'll be good to go.
Good, yeah. Because you are
but
a menace.
But those ones are bad. Like, there's one of them showing wire, and yeah.
I looked at it yesterday,
dangerous.
And they are absolutely hideous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're danger, man.
I really am.
Good morning, Jamie.
Whoa,
how are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I just rode on the elevator with this dude. And he was leaning against the wall. And he smelled like the ganja real bad.
Wake and bake?
Oh, my God. He's going to wire something wrong. He has that vest on, you know, the yellow vest.
It's every day.
And he has a hard hat, right?
Yeah, man,
and he's going to wire something very wrong.
I know who you're talking about because we had this conversation yesterday, me and Spadil.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because there's a guy that works in construction, and he's working here in our building. And every day, this is what I want to point out, too, okay? He sits in his car as I leave here and smoking pot, okay?
Yeah.
It just boils from his car. He parks right beside Spadil, and he's in the spot that's closest to our building, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
He literally is sitting there with this reefer just coming out of his car right in front of a rehab facility.
That's messed up.
And you could see the guys that were standing outside going, just trying to get high. They were trying to just get a piece of the action.
Yeah, he's like 10 feet away from the curb.
The bottom floor of our building is a rehab center, right? And so all these people are always outside jonesing.
They're smoking their cigarettes right beside a no smoking sign. Yeah. But they don't care because they're kicking the habit, okay?
Exactly.
So that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
You know, they're looking for treatment for some hard drugs. So that's fine with me. You can smoke in front of the no smoking sign. But for this guy to sit there and smoke dope in front of him.
Well, I'm sure he's unaware that's a rehab center.
Yeah.
Because
no
it's
way.
So incognito.
You're right. It's called The Meadows, is it?
Yeah, it's called The Meadows.
Yeah.
And so if you see The Meadows, you would think like,
retirement.
Yeah.
Like an old folks home down there or something,
you
right?
You wouldn't think rehab.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
But man, we walked out yesterday and I swear you could smell it so strong as soon as I came out of the building. And all these people are standing there from the rehab center. I'm thinking, this isn't right.
Yeah, this guy is definitely a leaner. He's going to wire something wrong. For sure. So I felt like just being in the elevator, I was like, am I feeling dizzy? I don't know.
Wow.
All right, well, anyway.
All right, it's April Fool's Day. It's just getting started. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have the Frey tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning. 7:20 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Alice.
Was yesterday a glorious day?
It was fun.
Yeah, well, BJ and I were walking outside yesterday, friends, and he's like, well, this is it. And I was like, what? What? I mean, it's only a Monday. That was yesterday. What? And he's like, yeah. And then he got all weird, and he's like, yeah, my wife starts working from home tomorrow. Forever.
Freedom.
Yeah.
As I knew it.
Yep.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone. Snuffed. Snuffed from me.
Here's what I don't understand from the people that work from home, okay? Yeah. So you are going to be her only social interaction.
Yeah.
The only person she talks to.
Yeah.
Pylon, guys. Pylon.
Well, it's just I always wonder about that part because I know Bree also works from home. And you said that she gets resentful when you take a nap.
I mean, literally, and you have to talk. Like, she's going to talk your ear off as soon as you get home. She's going to tell you every aspect of her day that's happened up to that point. So just be ready for that because you...
You guys should get a new water cooler in your kitchen.
You totally... Yep.
I turned them both off.
I know you did. That's never happened. It was a double.
That was a double shot right there. You know, both of you can just up yours.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Carson's right because she hasn't talked to anybody, and you get home at 11 a.m. or whatever, and she's gonna be like, then I had the worst call and the worst Zoom meeting.
Oh,
and
all the employee drama, you're gonna get it
because there's nobody else to bitch to.
Exactly.
But you.
For 20 years. I've left this radio station, gone home, alone, horse racing,
yep,
baseball,
yeah,
basketball,
yep,
oh, naps,
yeah,
it's all gone.
It is all gone.
And it's no April Fool's joke,
no,
folks.
No,
this is it.
Yeah, this is your real life.
Today is the first day.
Yeah, and so she doesn't have anybody to go to lunch with but you.
Oh, I got to make lunch.
Yeah.
So for her.
You guys are going to be so sick of each other.
Gonna be?
But I mean, you know, that's one of the joys that you talk about coming to work and everybody like getting dressed up and going, you know, to work and going to lunch with your friends and all that stuff. That is now, she's, man.
Yeah. Not only that, I know what's coming. I'm going to be on the hook every afternoon at 3 o'clock to go pick up the kid at school.
Because
she would get him on her way home from work.
Yeah.
And so he would go to after school, aftercare,
now
whatever it's called.
Have to.
And now he doesn't have to.
Uh-huh.
So somebody can go there and get him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be on the hook for
welcome to
daily.
Parenting. Yeah, that's what I used to do too. Yep.
You're the school bus now.
No, it's what we do as parents is we pick up our children.
Not every day.
Yes, every single day.
Every now and then they can walk home.
No, every single day you pick them up.
Every day?
Every day you pick them up.
That's parenting?
I did it all the way through his sophomore year until he got a damn car.
Man, I wish I had known that before I signed up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day you got to pick them up.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, today's the day.
See, you were lucky your first marriage because she was a stay-at-home mom. And so she took care of all that. Now you have a working woman.
Times have changed.
Now you got to pitch in on that child care stuff.
Well, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to get home today. Don't we have something to do today, like lunch or something?
Well,
or
you can go to facial. I'm going to facial aesthetics today to get a couple of procedures done.
Oh.
If you want to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are they doing to you today?
You know, it's funny because that's what our boss asked, and I go, I don't know.
It's some type of facelift, isn't it?
No, it's not a facelift. They don't
do that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do a facelift and hope I'm back for tomorrow.
When I say lift, I just mean something to your face. I don't really know what it means.
I think that's surgery.
Oh, it is facelift?
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that. So a face peel? Yeah. I hear the word peel a lot.
I'm getting like a, I don't know.
A blast?
I think I'm getting a blast.
Sandblasted?
And some Botox. I know I'm getting Botox.
You're getting Botox.
Because all of my Botox wore off. Look.
Yeah, it's off. It's
man.
Off. I could have told you that when you came in.
Oh, by the way, facialaestheticsinc.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so you're going there. I may go with you.
Yeah, you should.
I got nothing to do.
Dude, it's a whole day today. Yeah. It's Jamie day today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so
all day?
All day. I'm getting my nails done first. Then I'm going to go to Facial Aesthetics, Inc. And then after that, I'm going to Revive MD to get my semi-glutide.
Wow, self-care.
I'll do it all. I think I'll go get my face blasted. Take an Ozempic shot. I don't even take them. Just to keep them going home.
Don't forget to get your nails done.
Let me seriously say something, okay?
All right, seriously.
I don't think I'd want to work from home.
I wouldn't either.
I really don't, folks. I mean, I know there are people listening to our show now that you work from home. You get up, make yourself coffee. You get to work in your pajamas.
I wouldn't be motivated.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. I'd be so damn lazy. I'm already lazy.
Yeah.
And I come to work every day.
But that's the thing is, like, I would just roll out of bed and I would be, like, looking at my bed down the hall.
Right. Now for my wife, now she's got to take him to school every day.
Right. So,
she's got to get up with a purpose.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But she doesn't have to, you know, get ready like she did to go to work, but she still has a duty to do early in the morning.
So she'll be up. So it's the people that actually, like my cousin, she actually rolls out of bed, stays in her pajamas, and does all her work on.
Yeah, I could never do that.
I would go back to bed. I'd be like, I'd get this later.
Yeah,
because it's your own, what do you call it? You have to police yourself.
Right.
You know, if they give you
You have to be like disciplined.
Yeah.
It's tough. And let me give you an example. Powerball Pete, okay? All right. Powerball Pete gets to stay home 3 days of the week, where he just rolls out of bed, has his first cocktail. You know how it works. And he has plummeted down the sales list.
I know.
Since being at home.
I know.
He's horrible.
We're kidding.
He's doing terrible.
We're kidding. He's not.
He's plummeted.
We're totally kidding.
We look at the sales
figures
on the boards.
I mean, he's no chairman circle guy, but you know.
And we look at the people that are getting awards. He's nowhere to be found on that list.
Why do we pick on
him? It's all from working from home.
We know this hurts him so bad. We know this hurts. This one is we've never taken this dig. This is a new dig.
That he's plummeted down the sales list.
Yeah, like we've never done this one to him.
It's a new path. I'm excited.
I know, but this poor guy, it's not even true.
Carson, I like it.
I do too. It just gets deeper and deeper.
It
might be a little inside, but I still like it.
Poor man.
All right, let's do tabloid trash. We'll get to that when we come back. Don't forget the Frey tickets. We'll give those away. Those are coming up at 7:20. We got rain and snow in the forecast. Oh, boy.
Did you just look outside?
Yeah. I was looking to see if it's cloudy.
Is it cloudy?
No, I can't tell. Anyway, rain and snow in the forecast today. And opening day doesn't look so good.
I'm going.
Are you going?
Yeah, I am.
It'll be fine. It'll be a party. Who cares?
Exactly.
You stay for 3 or 4 innings and you hit a bar.
Well, I really thought you were already wrapping up, so I shoved something in my mouth.
Now I'm going to keep going. Now that I know you're eating. All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I always feel bad when they come out with the most overweight and obese cities in the United States.
Yeah. Let me see who's number one. Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Jackson, Mississippi.
No, that's number three.
Oh.
But that was a good guess. Yeah. That was a good guess.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Let's see here. You're at number 10.
I'm pretty good, aren't I?
You are. You'll never have heard of number one.
Slidell.
Slidell. I don't know.
Well,
that?
You said I'd never heard of it.
Oh. McAllen, Texas.
Oh.
McAllen, Texas.
Yeah, ranks as the most overweight city in the country because it has the largest percentage of adults who are obese at 45%. With an additional 31% overweight but not obese. McAllen also has the second highest share of obese teenagers and the fifth highest rate of obese children.
Well, that's terrible.
I know, that's why I said I always feel bad for it when this list comes out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The least obese. Guess where we rank.
Top what? 150? What is it?
Top 10.
Top 10.
Yeah.
What do we rank?
Yeah.
I'd say we're not in it.
No, we're one of the least obese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, least obese.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Three? Number three?
No, we're at number 8.
Wow.
Okay.
Colorado Springs is number 3. How are they healthier than us?
That's not true.
It is not true.
It can't be true.
No, it's not true at all.
No, they're fat.
You know what? You know what? Scales it, skews it. Sorry. The Navy. Or the military, sorry.
The Air Force.
Air Force, not
Navy.
And
they have the incline, too.
Yeah, so the Air Force. Yeah, if you those are adults, considered adults, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Even if they go in at 18.
And they're fit.
And they are fit as
they have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be fat and fly a plane.
No, no. I mean, have you ever seen a fat guy try to get in a jet? F whatever?
You can't.
No.
You got to use a shoehorn. Just to put him in there.
Yeah, so that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, anyway. This is awesome. I can't, you know, sometimes we get stories and it just makes our day, and sometimes we get stories and it doesn't. I'm going to tell you one about Justin Bieber that's sad, but before that, I'm going to give you the good news. And that is on Saturday night, and we're just finding this out, on Saturday night, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt went on a freaking date.
No.
Yes, they sure did.
That's confirmed?
It is confirmed.
This past Saturday?
Yes, they absolutely went on a date to rekindle their love.
Woo!
Why are you staring at me?
April Fools.
Do not do that. Nobody even had to know that.
Oh
my God, you are the worst radio host on the planet. You're the worst radio host ever. Remember how great we did with the Tom Brady thing?
Yeah.
And that Giselle named her.
And everyone was texting him for days.
Yeah. She named her baby Tommy. And people bought it.
Man, I feel bad now.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
You just ruined my one joke I had.
I feel really bad. I really feel bad.
God. I thought you were a professional. Nope.
I'm usually better than that.
You're like the schmadill of the show now.
I am. That was a complete schmadill right there.
Yeah, they weren't on a date. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Damn it.
What?
I said I'm just upset with myself. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go on a date. Oh, God. But I will tell you this. This is a true story. This Justin Bieber video that he did, in fact, put out over the weekend. You guys, what is going on with him? Seriously.
I can't even guess.
It says Justin Bieber continued to spark fans. He's like becoming Britney, but in a weird way.
Yeah.
I mean, she spins at her panties, but he just stares at the camera like,
Yeah.
It says Justin Bieber continued to spark fan fears with a disturbing live stream video over the weekend. The hitmaker, 31 years old, was shirtless and appeared hollow-eyed and gaunt as he played some new demos for fans on Instagram. Justin was rapping around, they said, really horrible, explicit lyrics, holding the camera super close to his face and gesturing with his hands like he was just out of his mind.
I watched the video, and it is disturbing. I just don't know why he puts this stuff out there.
I don't know why his team lets him.
Yeah, I don't think they have any control, Jamie.
Yeah, maybe
because
so.
If you remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago that he put something out like that. And his team came out and said, no, it was just, he's fine. And then the very next day, he did it again.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's listening to the team.
So now we know more about why his why Haley unfollowed him and all that stuff, the glitch and all that stuff. It says he was doing this IG Instagram thing, and Haley shut down his account instantly, and everybody thought she unfollowed him, but she now it looks like she just yanked his whole account down.
Yeah.
And then he put it back up later, but she was like, oh, hell no.
She was trying to help him out.
Well, I guess if you take your account down, then everything shows up on following, right?
Yeah, so
that was it wasn't her actually unfollowing him.
He, is that from TMZ? No, Daily Mail. Oof, we'll share it on our Facebook page, but he looks horrible. That's not even pot, it doesn't look like. I don't even.
Well, something's going on.
Let's go to our drug expert.
All right.
Spadil, what would you think this is?
I think that he's drinking.
Oh.
The videos remind me of just someone who's like drunk and like singing along to a music video into their phone.
But he's so skinny. Drunk people are fat.
I mean, he was kind of skinny to begin with.
Yeah, but this is weird skinny. The bones are popping out.
Yeah. He might also be doing like ketamine, kind of has the same kind of effect. But that would be my two guesses.
Yeah, this is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for your expertise. Yeah.
Mushrooms are off the table?
No. People doing mushrooms usually like eating too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bizarre situation. That's all I know.
It's so weird because his team literally, after when he was posting that first video, they came out and said he's thriving. He's doing the best he's ever been.
BJ said that.
Oh. I guess I missed that.
It's okay.
It's
Carson.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
He does it all the time.
I screwed up the Jennifer Aniston brand. Yeah. So, buddy, hey, buddy, me and you today, okay?
All right,
we're the two Schmidels of the show. Okay? You and me.
Oh, God, now I have three of you?
There's three Schmidels today.
No!
Don't worry, buddy. I did the same thing.
Oh, great. Anyway, Miley Cyrus fans are left shocked as the singer teases new music. And it's really weird. They're saying it's so weird. It's like, what did they call it? Miley Cyrus releases Prelude, the first song in visual form for her ninth album. They said it's like some kind of weird, I don't know, 1980s Broadway music.
Yeah, it's like weird. It reminds me of Madonna, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's a couple of clips.
Like when following an image from a train.
Vogue.
Our eyes can't keep the passing landscapes from being swallowed into endless distance. Like when holding a fistful of ashes. Your hands can't save the things that have already been dissolved into air.
She's on shrooms.
That's definitely drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and Miley Cyrus isn't exactly at her sexiest when she talks.
Yes,
when
she
sings, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
But come, hold me closer. Let's get sexy together.
Is there another clip?
Yeah, she had another song called Something Beautiful. That's on number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me something beautiful.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you said it was weird.
That one I like.
That first one's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like the second one.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I don't know what our hook is here.
See what I mean? When she sings, she sounds pretty good. But when she talks, man, oh, man.
Woo! All right. Let's see here. What else? I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
I'm going to the home opener.
You are?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. You know it's going to snow.
It is?
Yeah.
Why does every single person tell me that when I say I'm going to the home opener? Why is that a thing? Like, every person I've told, because I just decided to go yesterday, right? And even our boss, I was like, hey, where is KS, is our sister station? I'm like, where's KS going to be? Because I'd like to stop by and see them and stuff. And he's like, you know it's going to snow. By the way, they're going to be at Four Play Kitchen and talk. Tacos, that's not right, cocktails, at 22nd and Blake. That's nice. Where they're going to be, our sister station. Yeah, but he said, immediately texted back, You know it's gonna snow.
No. You're going to the party. Are you actually going to the game?
Yeah.
Who got tickets for
Christy.
You? Christy. Oh, good
yeah,
for
Christy
you.
Christy got tickets, yeah.
I've never been to opening day.
Oh, my God.
It would be a great thing to go to. I mean, I don't care if it snows or not. What the temperature
it's gonna
is
snow.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I mean, but you stay for 3 or 4 innings. Then you get the heck out of there. You go somewhere else where it's warm. It's no big deal, yeah. Right? But I've never been to opening day.
How long have you lived here?
20 years.
Wow.
22 years.
I've seen Carson down there. Have you been down there, Spadoff?
I haven't been down there for a long time. But I used to go down to every single opening day for like 15 years straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it feels like you should have been by now.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, you're busy.
I am.
It's good time.
I'm swamped.
This would be a good excuse to get away from the missus.
Yeah.
Perfect. You got an extra ticket.
Baseball games are long, too.
Yeah.
I could stay down there for hours.
Well, you could say that it's a station obligation.
Yeah, and I could say it went into extra innings. 18 innings. Get home at midnight.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.